This change changes a lot about the dynamic for how you're going to consume this content. Because, as we talked about before, each island effectively was going to have approximately 8 hours of content. Hello, Nerdy Legion. As you can see, we're trying something different. The intro is a little more engaging, I hope. Whatever. We've got news. We're going to talk about it. This is Comic Talk today. I am Dustin bringing you the Comic Talk headlines, baby. As far as we're going to do a real quick housekeeping, the next couple weeks, what with movies coming back into theaters and my part of my job over in my production company being to review movies, the next week or two might see a really weird release schedule. So I'm going to apologize in advance, because I'm very likely going to miss an episode or two as far as the time frame goes. They will still come. They will still happen. They just might be a day later than normal. So all of that being said, let's get into the news. Let's get into the TV streaming, shall we? So TV streaming, we're talking follow-ups and corrections. We have no corrections. Thank the Lord for this episode. But we do have a couple of follow-ups. The first follow-up is not the one you're thinking I'm going for first, and that is Unsolved Mysteries. We just got the announcement that October 19th is the day that we're going to be getting the next set of episodes for this first season of the rebooted version of Unsolved Mysteries. Netflix, thank you for rebooting the show. That's all we have there. Our other piece of follow-up news has to do with the DC fandom, and boy howdy did things change like the day after I uploaded the last episode. So about 3 days before fandom happens, as we stand right now, it's happening tomorrow, but it changed right after I posted the last episode. So the change is, it is no longer just a single day event. It is now taking place over the span of 2 days, but it's not two consecutive days. It's going to be August 22nd, which is tomorrow, or today, depending on when you're watching this, because sometimes it takes me a minute to get these edited and uploaded. So August 22nd is now the Hall of Heroes day. So that was one of the islands in their designs, because they had everything separated into different islands, and each island represented a different section of what DC and Warner Brothers does. So Hall of Heroes is all of the big stuff, really. There's a couple of larger things that are going to take place on the second day, but by and large, what most people wanted is the Hall of Heroes information. This change changes a lot about the dynamic for how you're going to consume this content, because as we talked about before, each island effectively was going to have approximately 8 hours of content. It sounds like that's not really the case. It also sounds like I misread something, because now what they're saying is all of the Hall of Heroes stuff is going to be approximately 8 hours of content. It is still only going to be streaming from the fandom website for 24 hours. So starting at midnight on the 22nd and ending presumably at 11:59 on the 22nd is going to be the length of its run. But it's only going to be 8 hours worth of content. So you can digest that content a little more casually, because it's not going to be a full and proper like 30 something hours of content. Now, the second day that they have announced, which they're calling Exploring the Multiverse, is now September 12th. September date is going to be all of the other stuff, and it sounds like that has been scaled back too. I don't know if they just made these big plans and then a bunch of stuff fell through, or if they were just advertising, we're going to fill in these slots, and then it didn't happen. So it sounds like we're getting approximately 10 to 12 hours worth of content on the 12th of September. So again, still easily digestible, and most of this stuff is super niche anyway, so you're probably only going to want to see like a handful of things and not the entirety of the programming for the 12th. So you have plenty of time, again, only broadcasting from the fandom website for those days. So as long as your calendar says August 22nd or September 12th, that is the only time you can watch it on fandom. Otherwise, you got to digest it somewhere else. I know Den of Nerds is going to be broadcasting all 8 hours as well. So their YouTube channel will have all of the information. IGN is likely going to do it. GameSpot's very likely going to do it. All of the usual suspects therein. So that is what we have for follow-ups. Now let's get into the actual news for TV streaming. And we have Stranger Things in the news. We have an interview with the Duffer Brothers over on the Hollywood Reporter. So THR interviewed the Duffer Brothers, and they said that season 4 is not the end of the series. Well, kind of. They said that season 4 is not the end. They did not say it was not the end of the series. So this does not fly in the face of those rumors that we talked about a couple episodes ago, talking about how the finale of this story might be told as a movie, because they didn't use any language that would rule that out. So very potentially we could be seeing the cap to this story told as a movie. They did say the word series a couple of times, but again, in no way did they imply that it was going to be another season that we were going to get, though I very likely feel like we will get a fifth season, and then the final capstone might very well be a movie. It will be the first time we've seen Netflix do this, but it's, again, not outside of the realm of possibility. So, very interesting piece there. We are getting something. I'm happy about that. Our next piece is Tosh.0. So, everybody watches Tosh.0. Tosh.0 has been going for 12 seasons on Comedy Central. And now Comedy Central has canceled Tosh.0. Reasons? I don't understand. It sounds like there's going to be some corporate restructuring as far as the focus of what Comedy Central does. So Viacom CBS, the parent company to Comedy Central, is now shopping that show around to other outlets, which seems like a weird statement to make, because CBS Viacom is the top parent company. So they should be able to tell whoever they want that, hey, this is your show, you have to air it on your channel. It sounds like this is a sneaky way of putting this over on HBO Max, because as we've talked about a number of times, all of these outlets are looking for as much content as possible on their streaming services, because that is the wave of the future. So could be actually really great. We could get a full adult-themed, I guess, Tosh.0 show, because if it goes to HBO Max, then likely they're going to lift some of the restrictions, so they're going to let Daniel Tosh have free reign? This could be a great move, but only time will tell, and as things come out, we will be talking about them and keeping tabs on them. But that is what we got, so we're moving on now to the movies section of the show. Movies, we do have a couple of follow-ups for this movie section, and we actually have another big follow-up. Not Fandom this time, but we're going to start with a different one, though. So first up, we have Batman. The Batman has just announced that they are set to resume filming next month at the WB Studios in the UK. So that was kind of anticipated, but is now officially happening. So there we go. And then the bigger follow-up has to do with Pinocchio. Because first, right out the gate, we're going to talk about the casting that they just announced. Cate Blanchett and Finn Wolfhard have both signed on to be voices for Guillermo del Toro's stop-motion animated Pinocchio movie that's going to Netflix. So last time we talked about Pinocchio, I got confused partially because I take horrible notes, but also partially because people are not, as they're releasing this information that through other parties, are not being very specific about which Pinocchio project they're talking about. So I got confused, and I need to pay a little bit more attention, and I apologize. That being said, Ewan McGregor is doing the voice of Jiminy Cricket in the stop motion, this one, the Guillermo del Toro stop motion animation version of Pinocchio, the presumably much darker and much more mature themed version of the story. That being said, there is still a Disney live action version of this story that is in the early stages of development. So we have two different Pinocchio projects making their way towards your home screen and or potentially movie theaters. So all of that being said, I hope that straightens things out. It definitely straightened it out in my head, because I dug a little harder this time because I was like, wait a minute. Anyway, that's what we've got for follow-ups. Let's talk about news now over in movie news. We're first talking about Flashpoint, and this is the biggest piece of news for the episode. Oh my gosh. Flashpoint rumor confirmed. We have official word that not only is Ben Affleck signed a contract to return as Batman, but also Michael Keaton has officially signed his contract to return as Batman in the Flashpoint. So we're getting both Affleck and Keaton Batman. We have official word from director Andy Muschietti that they are both going to be in this movie. In the interview that he talked about this, he made it sound like Affleck's Batman is going to be a key figure to the story in this movie. That's not to say he's going to have a lot of screen time. That's just to say that he is important to this. All of the Michael Keaton stuff seemed to reference that he was going to be in more of a cameo role than as a kind of pivotal figure. So very likely his appearance in this movie will be minor-ish. And then I saw somewhere else kind of describing Affleck's appearance in this movie as a more cameo role as well. So I'm going to take it from the director's mouth and assume that he's the one that knows more, and that we're going to get a fair amount of Affleck, at least Affleck-affected story in this movie. Again, I don't think he's going to be on screen for much more than maybe like 12 to 15 minutes, but he is going to be on screen and he is going to be a key character to the plot. Excitement much. So rumors confirmed, baby. I love it when we can confirm and not squash, because most of these rumors are so much fun. So that's all we have for Flashpoint. Next, we're moving over to Kraven the Hunter, and this movie we know is coming because it was kind of sort of announced, but it has been made known that J.C. Chandor is being courted to direct the movie. This is going to take place in Sony's Spider-Man-less universe, and we're going to be continuing talking about that, but hold that thought. Chandor, if you don't know, his big kind of movies that he's done so far, because he's only done like 5 movies, and one of those was a student film. Most Violent Year was the first one that you'll probably recognize, and Triple Frontier, which I believe was on Netflix. So very interesting hands. I don't know how capable those hands are going to be, but I don't know how capable those hands have to be. Again, as we've talked about a number of times, Marvel movies kind of have it's a bigger ship than just the one individual movie. Even though this is a Sony Marvel movie, it's still a Marvel movie. It is still part of something much larger. So you have to hit a certain couple of things. And beyond that, really your capability as a director is kind of negated by the fact that it's a Marvel movie. So that's what we have there. We will definitely be keeping tabs on this as we have been. We're going to continue on now to another piece of announcement director news. And that is Olivia Wilde has also been announced to be not just in talks, but she is going to be directing a movie for Sony Marvel, and that movie is being kept under wraps. That has led to a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of teases involved here. We'll get into that in the rumor mill, but needless to say, Olivia Wilde is directing a Spider-Man-less movie in the Sony Spider-Man-less universe. That is all we have for movies, though. We'll keep tabs on all of these going forward. And we're moving into the rumor territory. Rumors, baby. Rumors. Flashpoint rumor. We got that Flashpoint confirmation for the two other Batmans, the two other Batmen, the two other Bat people, Batfolk. We got that news piece, and then following that news piece, because Val Kilmer is going to be at the DC fandom, the Hall of Heroes Day. I saw this one coming. As soon as they announced Val Kilmer, I was like, oh boy, now people are going to think he's going to be in the Flashpoint movie as well. And no. So the rumor is that he's going to be in the movie. His Batman is also going to make a cameo. I can understand the desire. I can understand the thought, even the thought process that got you to that point. Not a thing. It's not going to happen. I'm putting this at honestly a 0% chance of happening. Val Kilmer is likely there to talk Schumacher cut, likely there to just talk about his Batman movie, likely just there for moral support because he can't do a whole lot of talking these days anyway because of the throat cancer. So yeah, I'm shutting this one down right now. Next rumor on the list is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. This one is actually more of a leak. There has been leaked footage of what is presumed to be an actual Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness audition tape, a young girl auditioning to be what many believe to be America Chavez. The new character in the comic books has the ability to punch through reality into different universes. In the audition, what is presumed to be the audition tape, she is talking about how she views multiple realities and multiple universes. Very convincing. I still can't get this rumor up over 50% because of the nature of the leak, because of the source of the leak. I'm saying 50-50 shot that this is legit, but that's about as good of a shot as I give most things anyway, so we're moving on. Next piece is Star Trek. We have more rumors about the demise of the franchise, at least the demise of Paramount's handling of the franchise. So as it stands right now, according to this rumor, Paramount's production chief, Emma Watts, is looking to take the reins of the franchise away from Alex Kurtzman. And in the wake of that battle, we are presumably, again, according to this rumor, we are presumably losing Picard, Lower Decks, Prodigy, Short Treks, and then Discovery. Once the next season is aired, we will not be getting a renewal for a fourth season on Discovery. Likelihood that this is a thing is 5%. There is a possibility that that's legit, but it's ever so small, and I think that this is somebody really just taking aim at Alex Kurtzman because they just don't like the guy. They don't like what he's done with the franchise, and understandably so. There's definitely some very questionable things that have happened in the modern Star Trek worlds. I feel like they're course correcting. I feel like Alex Kurtzman is part of that course correction. I don't think he is on his way out in any way, shape, or form. Next rumor, we have Prince of Persia. Gaming, baby. We're talking gaming rumors. Not a Prince of Persia movie. This is the rumor says that we are getting a Prince of Persia remake game. And now we have a presumed leak from a Guatemalan retailer. It goes by the name of Max. They have posted a release date. I did not take note of the release date because it was a little murky. It sounded like it was going to be the end of this year, and we have talked about how that game is rumored to be in development, though having it released this year does not seem likely if that is the case, because they would have made that announcement by now. So likelihood that this is legit, likelihood that Prince of Persia is being worked on, I'm saying that is probably like a 65-70% likelihood. That is such a cash cow franchise that there's no reason why they wouldn't be working on it. As far as it being leaked and being sold later this year, 15% likelihood. That's not super likely. It is possible because this is a pretty legitimate retailer. It is a different country, though, from either their main audience, which is America, or where they hail from. Ubisoft is English or Japanese or both. So if it had come out in one of those three countries, I would be more inclined to believe it, because it's Guatemala. That kind of kills a lot of the credibility. So next we're talking about Batman. This is a new Batman rumor that has nothing to do with any of the other previous Batmans we've talked about. Potentially. So the rumor is that Adam Sandler, because of the success and because of how amazing he is in Uncut Gems, Warner Brothers is saying, we got to get Adam Sandler to play the Penguin. What? That is what it is. Is it's going to be a multiversal movie. It is going to be a movie that takes place in a different multiverse where Adam Sandler plays the Penguin. This is just so far out of left field. Like, it would be awesome. I think Adam Sandler would knock that out of the park, but I was only able to get this from one source. It is a super unreliable source. So we're looking at 10% likelihood that this is a thing. I want it to be a thing. I think that would be awesome, but I don't think it is. Next, we're talking about Taika Waititi's Star Wars movie. We know he's writing it. We know it's in development. We know it's going to happen. And now there's a rumor that his buddy Ryan Reynolds is going to be one of the key actors in the movie if they can get the scheduling together. This one, again, comes from a pretty unreliable source, so that really kills its credibility, but we do know that Taika Waititi and Ryan Reynolds are really close. They have been since the ill-fated Green Lantern movie, so that kind of lends a little bit more to the credibility. I still can't bring this over 20% likelihood, though. I don't think this is going to happen, not because Ryan Reynolds doesn't want to be in a Star Wars movie or anything like that, but because I don't think Ryan Reynolds has the time to be in a Star Wars movie. If you know all of the things that he's working on or in production for right now, it's impossible. I feel like it would be nearly impossible, not entirely, but nearly impossible for him to shoot a whole Star Wars movie, even if he is close to the director. So again, 20% likelihood that that is legit. Disney Plus is the next rumor we're talking about, and this one comes from a fantastic source. I was only able to substantiate it through the one source, but it is a fantastic source, as I've said. I just feel like it also is way out of left field, and that is that Disney Plus is going to start hosting R-rated material on their app. Sorry, words. So Disney Plus, according to the rumor, says that it's going to be behind an adult filter, behind some content controls where you're going to have to put in a PIN number to access it. This doesn't strike true to me. Disney is not that kind of company. It makes more sense that they would put this on Hulu, but then I read a different analysis. It's still the same source, but a different analysis of the news that kind of brought up a very good point in that Disney also likes to make money. And if they put something on Hulu, then they're only making 67% of the profit, because they only own 67% of the company. So if they put it on Disney Plus, then they're making all of the profit. So that kind of raises it a little bit. I still, though, this just does not ring true to me in so many ways. So 25% likelihood, we're going a quarter likely that this is going to be a legit thing down the road. If I can get another source to substantiate this, then we'll probably bump that up and talk about that in a future episode. And then we're talking Mortal Kombat 11. Oh boy. We have our first legit rumor that Mileena is going to be one of the next DLC characters. This one comes from one of the best sources for Mortal Kombat rumors, in that he's been so right so many times, it's hard for me to say that this isn't going to be a thing. However, I'm saying that this is not going to be a thing. Boone has all but said that Mileena will not be in this game a number of times. So going off of what the creator said, not what the leaker says, that really, really shoots down the credibility of this rumor. But the fan base is very rabid about this character. It is a thing that they want really, really bad. So 25%, man, I wanted to be able to go more decisively one direction or the other, but I can't. I really, because of who leaked this and because of what Ed Boon has said, it really has it right in the middle of that still very much rumors, still probably not going to happen kind of scenario. So that's where we're at with that. And then our final rumor for the episode has to do with Olivia Wilde. Remember, we talked about she's going to be in the Sony, she's going to be directing a Sony Spider-Man-less movie. Man, even my shorthand version of saying that is still tongue-twisting. The rumor is that that movie is going to be Spider-Woman. She has teased this herself. They have made known that they're working on a Spider-Woman movie, kind of. It's been alluded to a number of times. Likelihood that this is a thing, 60%. We're going over the 50%. I feel like we have the illusion from the company. We have the illusion from the director now. And it totally makes sense on a bunch of other levels. because it is not officially, nobody close to the project has officially said anything like that. It's all just through third party sources and stuff. I feel like that is why we can't go above 60%, but 60% is still pretty freaking good. So that's where we're at with that. That is the rumor section, guys. And that does it for the headlines, nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, and to hear the really awesome interviews that Martin has been doing, you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go into the full news show, you want to go into other generally nerdy things, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.